Hey, for today's guided meditation, we're going to get into the body. Bring your awareness into the body. Mindfulness deeply established in the body. So we can use our powers of visualization. Start by just relaxing into the posture. Taking a few deep breaths. Allowing the body to relax. Get a mental picture of yourself sitting here. It's all bundled up. Then we'll gradually start visualizing the body in different ways. Try visualizing yourself with no hair. No hair on the top of your head. No hair on your body. Imagine if you take all that hair, just put it in a little pile right in front of you. A little fuzzy pile. And what would your body look like? Then visualize yourself sitting here in meditation with no skin on. Just very gradually peel off the skin off your whole body. And then all that skin gets placed in a little pile in front of you, next to the hair. It's actually very thin, like a little plastic sheet. And now, what does our body look like? From head to toe, with no skin. And then visualize your heart. And very gently you lift it out in the center of your chest and place it down in front of you. And then you do the same thing with your lungs. Visualize taking your lungs out of your chest and placing them on the floor in front of you. Then your liver and your kidney and your spleen, all those sort of gooey organs inside, of different colors. Take them all out and put them in a little slippery pile. Lift out your stomach, and when your stomach comes out, it comes with it comes this big long hose of an intestine. It all gets pulled out. That makes a big pile. So now we're getting quite a few piles of organs and body parts in front of us. And then, what does our body look like? Kind of open cavity in our chest. And then imagine taking your eyes out of your head. Two little balls. They get set down in front of us, looking back at us. And then lift the brain out of your head. That big glob of gray matter. You set that down in front of you as well. What does our body look like now? What's left are bones and flesh and sinews. Nails and teeth. Now take all the flesh off the body. Take the muscles off the shoulders and the chest. Some in the face, on the back and the legs. That gets put in a pile. And you take all the fat off the body. All these little deposits of yellow globules. From the hips to the chest to the belly. That gets placed down in a pile. So now that's all that's remaining is a skeleton. Still sitting in the meditation posture. Nice clean white bones, a skull, collar bones, spine, rib bones, bones in the arms and the legs. And in front of that skeleton are all these piles. Got a pile of hair, as if we had shaved it off of our head, and a pile of hair laying there, and saying, is that me? Is that mine? Is that who I am? I'm looking at the pile of skin. Is that me? Is that mine? Is that who I am? And the internal organs, and even the brain. Is that me? Is that what I identify with? Is that who I really am? And all the muscles and the fat. Say, is that me? Is that mine? Is that my true self? All that fat? And then allow all of the bones of the body to collapse down in a little heap. Just a jumble of bones. No longer held together by sinews. Fallen into a heap. And then even these bones turn to dust. A little pile of bone dust. And the dust then gets blown away by the wind, washed into the earth by the rain. And all the piles of body parts, they dry up, turn to dust, and return to the earth. And what's left? Notice the spaciousness. And now visualize from the earth comes the elements that form a little pile of bone dust. And from that bone dust is formed a pile of bones. And then these bones are put together in a particular way which forms a human skeleton sitting in a cross-legged posture meditating. And visualize elements coming up from the earth to form the flesh. And the flesh gets put back on the bones. Muscles in the legs, the thighs, and the back and the arms and the shoulders and the neck and the face. And one by one, all of the piles of body parts begin to reappear from the earth and the water. The pile of fat gets put back on our body. A little bit here, a little bit there. The internal organs get placed back in the cavity of the torso. The brain goes back into the skull. The eyes are put back in the eye sockets. Again, take a look at your body. What does it look like now? It still doesn't have any skin on it. And then we take that pile of skin and gradually pull it back on, like slipping into this very tight-fitting suit. And zip it right up. Till the whole body is covered again with skin. And then on top of that skin, we take the pile of hair and put it back in the appropriate places. And again, we look at this body. Say, is this me? Is this mine? Is this what I truly am? As we take the body apart and put it back together again, notice the sense of identification, where it's strong and where it leaves the body. You know, at what stage do we no longer identify with a pile of body parts as being us? And at what stage, in putting it back together, do we begin to identify with it as being mine? And as we look at all the different parts of the body, not just the surface, but look very deeply into the body, notice the perceptions around what seems attractive or unattractive. None of it is inherently attractive, and none of it is inherently unattractive. It's just nature. just elements. It's just what it is. So for the remainder of the meditation, just allow your consciousness to sink into your body. With a deep understanding, a full understanding. this type of meditation is one of the main techniques used in the forest tradition for developing insight. You can do it while sitting meditation, but you can also do it while walking meditation. Even while you're walking back and forth, you can be visualizing your body, like visualizing your skeleton walking back and forth.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.